So, we are in what number? What number are we in? Four? Why number 12? The givers of this are talking about polluters of heavenly atmosphere, repellers of prosperity. Amen. Givers of attitudes, complainers, people who don't cooperate, gossips, backbiters, lovers of position, ungrateful, unthankful, those who never have an opinion, those who are too busy to come. Those who force their opinions on others, lazy people. All right. Beautiful. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. The sound this morning is so amazing, so awesome. Praise God. No, don't clap, please. Don't clap. It's so awesome. Thank you so much. The dream is that it won't be said. You understand? That's the future. That we won't have to say the sound today was awesome. That's where we are going to, right?
Yes,
all right, good. So we start with the faithless today. Those who don't have faith. It's a very terrible thing not to have. You are meant to, what you are being taught is what you should know before you are qualified for the next phase. In secondary school, if you don't know it. Which class did you repeat? Just one. Who repeated here? Somebody repeated here. Somebody raise hand here. The person has changed his mind. You repeated for an exam. You, which one do you repeat? Primary one. Who else? What? Which one do you repeat? SS1. Die, which one do you repeat? SS2. SS1. You know why you repeat SS2? You didn't go to SS3, have you? But you'll be feeling as if they are your guys. Eh? They separated you. Wow. Your friends don't have human feelings. But how did you feel when you were in the class with SS1 people? You couldn't really. You'll be in a confused state. It's not good to repeat. Amen. And if you repeat too much, they will advise you. Who has been advised to withdraw here? Oh, to withdraw. It's to the glory of Christ. It says, don't be ashamed. Yeah. Advised to withdraw. Now, as it's real in school, it's real in life. And as it's real in life, it's real in the kingdom. So you have to take. I'm not just teaching. I'm not just happy. I have a goal. There is a reason why I'm teaching what I'm teaching. And I'm not speaking as the Spirit leads. Are you with me? It's not like the Spirit is not in charge holding my mouth and moving it. Are we here? It's a well thought out teaching that I felt the Lord will have me do. Are you with me here? And that there is an agenda. The agenda is for the expansion of the kingdom of God, even in the context of our local assembly and the context of the city that we find ourselves. And so please take this important, take this seriously, because you're about to fly. All right, so we'll start with the faithless. Let's read this again. 1, 2, 3, go. Let's look at this one. So 1, 2, 3, go. No, let's start from the topic. We'll We'll say the topic together, and then you'll bring this up, and then we'll analyze it. We'll say it out so that you will not forget. 1, 2, 3, go. Pillars of prosperity. All right, 1, 2, 3, go. Yeah. Are you with me? So you need to head, when your people start behaving like this, you just tell the person, go and get that message. When you find out there's a member in your unit who is lazy, you just send him the link of day three or the third. Just say, I just want you to listen to, you know, and I'm sure that the person will adjust. Or when you have a meeting, you can just tell the person that you are number five or you are behaving like number. So you are behaving like number five. Yeah, number five. It can be our code, our way of talking. Are you sure you are not number eight like this? Or you ask your member, so what do you guys think? Do you have an opinion? And one person does not talk. You are number eight. You are number eight. Yeah. And when you want to achieve somebody and someone says it's not possible, you just tell the person, see, number 12. All right, so we're talking about the faithless, and then we'll start from I'm coming. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to Jesus. Yeah. Hope you guys have been following the 40 days. We're already in day number. Hmm? 31. Glory be to God. I'm looking for a scripture. I have missed a scripture. Praise God. Send men out. Send men to spy out the land of Canaan, which, give me the old KJV, which I give, are you together with me, unto the children of Israel, of every tribe of their fathers, shall ye send a man, every one, a ruler among them. Send men out to spy the land that I give. Are you together with me? When you are under a move of God, or you are in an apostolic community where the Spirit of God is at work, we are not trying to get something done. We are trying to take what has been given us. Are you together with me? It's not trial by error. It is definite. Are we here? And then when you come to a definite house like this, and when you are asked to go spy a land, you are not asked to go check whether it's possible or not. Because the question of whether it's possible or not does not exist. You see, and sometimes the reason why you are faithless is because you are trying to have faith. The matter does not need your faith. The matter just needs your obedience. Are you with me? But because you think it's connected to you, or you think you are so special, you analyze what is divine with your own brain and your own senses. Amen. Let's use finances, for example. I come here and I say, we need 100 million. And immediately you introduce that 100 million and bring our 100, analyze our 100 million in the context of your account. Are you together with me? You think of the 100 million, you introduce it into your bank account, and you see how impossible 100 million is. You see, because your bank account cannot understand 100 million as it is currently. But you think we're talking about you. Are you together with me? Well, it's not about you, it's about the Lord. Praise God. Your response is just to align. And my friends here, because you have stepped into a zone that is not a natural zone. It's a supernatural zone. And in this zone, the impossible happens. Are we here? The apostolic house of the kingdom setting does the impossible. And you have been privileged to be invited into that type of arrangement. Are my friends here? And so what you need to do is that you need that arrangement to give you civilization. And don't corrupt the arrangement with the fake civilization that you have. The modus operandi is different here. In this setting, Jesus can feed 5,000 people with five loaves of bread and two fishes. It doesn't make common sense, but it makes kingdom sense. Are we here? And so the kingdom will not fall to your senses. Your senses will align to the kingdom. Are we together? The kingdom is not coming down. Praise God. Are we here? The kingdom is not adjusting. You are the one who should just align. Hallelujah. Now, the role, the work that was given to them was to just go and do what? And spy the land, right? That was their work. Spy the land. In the later verses, he told them, check a lot of things for us. Check a lot of things. Check their people. And make sure you come back with the fruits. Huh? Verse 20 says, and what the land is, whether it be fat or lean, whether there be wood therein or not, and be ye of good courage, and bring of the fruit of the land. Now the time was the time of the first trip grapes. Are you with me? So you see, when you are introduced into what God is doing, it's an opportunity for you. Listen. You were not qualified. God did not check your qualification and brought you in so that you can add your brilliance or your intellect. Are my friends here? So God did not spy you out and picked and saw that you are the best. No, you are just his choice. And only him knows why you are his choice. And then he has brought you in. So you are meant to just find out what needs to be done and get it done. So you are not the light of the kingdom. The kingdom is your light. Are we preaching here? The kingdom is what? Is your light. Are we here, friends? So you set out the light in the kingdom and then let it shine on you so that you can also do the impossible. And so that you can also be part of those who do the impossible. Now, don't spoil the light with your darkness. The visions and the dreams are going to shut down your brain, and you need to allow it, and don't force your brain to remain. You see, because you have been brought into something bigger than you. Are we together here? Something bigger than you. Something more intelligent than you. You have been brought into a frequency higher than what you can imagine. And so you can't be the stabilizer. You can't stabilize it, or else you will explode. Am I preaching here? So what we do is we align. Are my friends here? We align. Because you have been called into a place where the impossible is being achieved. Are my friends here? So you better get used to lifting up your right hand and say, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah. It's a strange zone. One day an angel can come and meet you and say, the Holy Ghost shall overshadow you. It's a strange zone. You see a Peter who toiled all night and caught nothing, a professional. And somebody would teach on his boat and say, okay, now launch into the deep. They weren't asking him to launch where he didn't launch before. Are you with me? It's not a normal terrain. Now you can remain yourself if you're in a dead house, but if you're in a living house, you have to just align. Yes, praise God, because anything can happen at any time. It's not a normal place. My friends here.
Yes,
so it says, you be of good courage. You be of good courage. Don't force us to be in your doubt. You have to be careful how you speak before the presence of the Lord. You have to be careful, especially when you say impossible, you are risking your life. Because impossible means you have to go. You know why? It's not just that it is possible, it must happen. And if God is taking a ground that you are staying and says he wants to do wonder, and you say it is impossible, his word must come to pass. And he needs somebody that will say it is possible. And so if you're saying it's impossible, you'll be taken out. So if you say it's impossible, it doesn't mean it will be impossible. It just means you have to go. And that word, you have to go, means different things. Now you think I'm just saying, but I will show you. You'll see it in scripture. Are we here?
Yes, sir.
And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are able to overcome it. But the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against the people. For they are stronger than we. Are you seeing that? So they were analyzing their victory on the basis of their strength. You see, you are not called to add your strength. You are called to align.
Yes, sir.
Listen, God doesn't need you. When he calls you in, he wants to fill you.
Yes, sir.
It's not that God is lacking, that he's gathering all of us together to submit our strength small, so that I can achieve something. How much do you have there? 15 naira. How much do you have there? 17 naira. Let's pack it. Maybe. No. He says, come, I want to do wonder. Are you ready? You say, yes, Lord. You don't check what you have and say, no, Lord. You see, he does everything according to the counsel of his will. God advises himself. It means that whilst he was thinking of what he was going to do, he didn't consider you. He didn't consider what you have, what you don't have, and all of that before he made the plan. God does not consider you. He considers himself. And when he considers himself, his resources are unlimited. So the unlimited God is the one speaking here. How dare you say we cannot? Are my friends still here?
Yes, sir.
So you have to be careful. Tell somebody you have to be careful. You have to be careful. To be faithless is dangerous. It's a dangerous place to be. A lot of us take faithlessness as normal. It's a dangerous place to be. You see, because you become an adversary. You stop the flow of God because God wants to move through your space. And you are like a Satan. Satan means opposer.
For they are stronger than we, and they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof. And all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants. And we were in our own sight as grasshoppers. And so we were in their sight. So it means they had this supernatural power. Are you together with me? To see themselves. And they turned to grasshoppers. And again, they had power to see the people's eyes. And see how their eyes is seeing them. Such a powerful set of people. Said we saw what they saw when they saw us. When they saw us, what they saw as us is grasshoppers. I tell people, if you can doubt, you can believe. It's the same anointing. One is from Satan, one is from God. It's an anointing. Because there is stupidity in doubt. Just the way there is strange courage and boldness in faith. Are you together with me? Is it not an anointing to know how people see you? Is it a normal thing? It's a grace. But friends, look at these people have polluted the atmosphere. Verse 13 was simple. He says, go and check the land that I give. I give. I'm the one giving it. Go check the land I give. They came with their own analysis. They were checking what God gives them on the basis of their abilities. God said, just go and check the land that I give. It's not... Are we here, friends?
Yes, sir.
Now, for God giving them a land, is it not a good news?
Yes.
A matter that should lead to rejoicing. Are we here, friends?
Yes, sir.
A matter that should lead to rejoicing. Do you know what one of the reasons why some people are discouraged? A lot of people are discouraged on matters that should encourage them. I'm telling you. This kind of matter, for example. It was a matter of God saying, I want to give you this. And it led to discouragement. It led to faithlessness. Because sometimes, when you are stepping into destiny, you are going to meet giants. And you are discouraged because you met giants. Because you think you are the one that is going to conquer those giants. No, it's not you. It is because God said, I'm giving you. Are we preaching here?
Yes, sir.
Friends, look at verse chapter 14. All the congregation lifted up their voice. Are you together with me? All of them. They didn't start by crying. They started by first lifting up their voice. He was not crying first. He said, can you see such anointed moment? There was a spirit. The atmosphere had been polluted. And Moses and Israel fell on their faces before all the assembly of the children of Israel. And Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, rent their clothes. And they spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, the land which we pass through to search it is an exceedingly good land. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land. You see, the Lord, right?
Yes.
And give it us, a land which flows with milk and honey. Only rebel not ye against the Lord. So you can see, faithlessness is rebellion. So, when God gives you a promise, It's not just wanting to make you happy. If he does not fulfill the promise, he'll be angry with you. So you can't just say, God, I'm not doing it. God said, oh, take it. Oh, take it. Because sometimes you think it's about you. The Lord said, I will be great. If God is passing and he passed through you. He said, you have to be great. Your greatness is connected to the big picture. If you say you will not be great, you are rebellious. So, faithlessness is not humility. It's rebellion. They don't rebel against the Lord.
remember sometime, not too far, there's something God usually says to me. And all the times he says it, I tell him no. I tell him no. I tell him no. I say, no, I don't want it. I say, I don't want. For like close to 2 years. I say, I don't want. I say, Lord, I don't want. Lord, I don't want. I say, Lord, I don't want. I say, I don't want. Give somebody else. Choose somebody else. I don't want. And one day he told me, are you okay? Yeah. One day he warned me never in my life to say that to him again. Yeah. Because it's never you say you don't want again. Very stern. He says, never you say you don't want again. Never you ever say that again. I say, I want. But in my mind, I say, I don't want. Yeah. I'm serious. I'm telling the truth. Then when he tells me, I say, Father, I don't want when we're together. I say, Father, I don't want. I don't want. I don't. He said, but I don't. I'll break another prophecy. I don't. I'm running for 2 years. And one day he told me, warned me. He says, never you ever say you don't want again. Never. I said, all right, let your will be done. But inside my mind, I knew I don't want. I said, I don't want. Yeah. It was a very good stuff, but I really didn't want. You know what he was telling me? Whether you want or not, that's your business. That's your business. If you like, don't want. If you like, but don't tell me you don't want. Huh? That's your business. Just say yes, Lord. You don't have to like it. That's what I want to use you for. Sometimes because you don't want, that's why they chose you. You won't believe me, but I'll tell you the truth. You won't believe. There are so many things going on in my life. I tell you the truth. I don't want it. I never planned it. I never asked for it. I never prayed for it. I tell you the truth. And the ones yet coming, I've never prayed for it. I've never prayed about it. Are we together here? Only rebel not just against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land. For they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them. And the Lord is with us. Fear them not. But all the congregation bade stone them. All the congregation bade stone them with stones. The glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of creation before all the children of Israel. And the Lord said unto Moses, how long will these people provoke me? How long will it be ere they believe me? For all the signs which I have shown among them, I will smite them with the pestilence and disinherit them. And I will make of thee a greater nation, a mightier than they. So you see, when God says he wants to do something, you have no right to say no. He didn't say he wants to do something to make you happy. He's moving. And you can't say no and remain. If you say no, you have to leave because that's the road he chose to pass. He was not going to lose on that road. You can't remain on that road. You better say yes and leave or no and get out. I just wanted to understand the strength of an... Listen, an apostolic house is not a common sense house. You don't operate with common sense. You need God sense.
Yes, sir.
And even your life. You don't operate your life with common sense. What do you need? God sense. So don't think this is kind of God. It's not your teacher in school that will tell you this is what you are not doing. And everything has passed. He said, well, it's good for your own good. So why you're not? No, God is not like that. God will say, you rebel against me. Who are you? Let's not forget that he remembers that we started as sand.
Yeah.
He knows. So this idea of you having choices is strange. You started as non-living thing. It's the love he poured on you that brought you, that gave you life. So it's a strange thing. You want to listen or no, you want low me soil. Lomi.
Say, Lord, I'm done. Lord, I'm done. I'm done with this. I'm no more doing it again, Lord. Who elope me? He won. Say, Lord, I'm done. I'm no more doing. I don't want to be anything again. I'm no more interested. Who are you? You are not interested. Who is asking for your interest? I want to do something. You say you are not interested. You. I say, I will disinherit you. I can't even explain that word. I don't know what it means. It's too strong. So I will disinherit you. And I will make of thee a greater nation and mightier than thee. So you see, you cannot remain. God will exchange. Listen, in the kingdom, exchange is a normal thing. You see, let me say this to you quickly, so that you can quickly know that replacement is common in the kingdom. Just replace it, replace you. What is eternal is the word, not you. It's the promise that is eternal, not you. Praise me, I will the stone, because in the what we wrote says praise today. Are my friends here? Yes, so don't joke with faithlessness. Don't be faithless. Especially when God has brought you under his spirit, his cloud. How many of you know there's a cloud here?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
There's a cloud. And Moses said unto the Lord, then the Egyptians shall hear it, and they will tell it to the inhabitants of this land, for they have heard that thou, Lord, art among his people, and thou hast seen, and the Lord has seen face to face, and that thy cloud standeth over them, and thou goest before them day by day. And then Moses began to intercede. But I tell you, the Lord still fulfilled what he fulfilled.
Yes,
instead of killing them at once, he just spread it. He killed them instrumentally. They all died in the wilderness. He just okay, I won't kill them. He was just carrying them roaming around. You know, God can inspire someone. He will wait for your inspiring date. Him is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You are not. He will say, let's take it around. After 10 years, he will go. Are you with me? So let's just take him around. So if you don't, are you with me?
Yes, sir.
If you don't have faith in the era of your calling, you will waste your life. Let me explain what that. Chris, get up. What I'm trying to say is that you have been ordained on a path of fulfillment, ordained by God, a path of fulfillment. Outside that path is a circle of frustration. You are either go to the path of fulfillment God ordained you. If you say no, you will be introduced to a cycle of frustration. So a lot of people live in circles because they have left God's ordained life for them. So if God says, this is your route, this is what I want to do with you. If you say no, I want to do something else, it's going to be a circle of frustration. And then you will waste years till you leave the earth. What I'm saying is that there's no grace for another purpose. There's no grace for you. You can't choose a new, you say, God, I don't like this purpose, you choose another one. If you choose another one, there is no grace for that other one. Are you with me? There's grace for only what he wants to achieve. If you don't want to do that, then you parabolate. You know me not parabolate? Is that an English word? It's English word. Parabolate. Are you serious? Parabolate. I tell you, our grandmothers are just created this. You parabolate. So that was what he used for them. They were just parabolating. But he made sure their clothes was green with them. They did not lack clothes. And that's not a miracle. What I mean is that's not your purpose. Clothes is not your purpose. She is not your purpose.
So you can be dying like this and your bank account will be money there. But you yourself, you will know you are dying.
Yeah.
Lack of fulfillment is a bad thing,
yeah.
Especially for those who know God.
Yeah.
When you know God there and you find out that you are not achieving what God ordained for you, you will be dying inside like this. See, don't joke with lack of fulfillment. If God ordained you a psalmist and you want to be a data analyst in UK, see, as you analyze. It says data analyst that is raining. As you're analyzing that data, the sorrow that will fill your heart. God will now be showing you small, small children and say, oh God, the glory is here. And the glory just goes, boom! You will just feel worthless. Your value is in the will of God. Have faith for it. See, the most sure thing that will work in your life is God's will. Every other one is not sure. Stop thinking that if you do this one, that you see, this speed you think you are not getting in the will of God is slower outside of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, you know, this Lord is delaying me. I just it's slower there. And that place is slower, spirit, soul, and body. It's slow. Yeah, there might just be some areas that are slow because they are working some character in you. But that place is completely slow. It's totally slow. You will just be moving fast on treadmill. What are they calling that? I've seen people like that. In the next 2 months ago, they are doing something. You ask them, you meet them 3 months after, they are doing another thing. Another time, you meet them 7 months later, they are doing another thing. They have strange things they want to do. Yeah. You can say he's mining gold. The next time you see him, he's selling wood. You are just... And the time frame is short. And the way he wants to mine gold, the way he's serious about mining gold, you would think that's what his children would do. But the next 3 months, he's selling wood. Another time, he's a typist. It's just strange. It's strange. It's just paraplegic. Find what has he told you. Just stay there. That's your greatest speed in life. You see, don't live outside grace. Even when you live in grace, you won't fall sick too much. Yeah. When you live outside grace to go and survive, you will use the fund of survival to help your kidney. Because that purpose is protecting your health. Because you have become an important property. You have become an asset, heaven's asset. So they need to take care of you completely. But by the time you are doing what did not consign them, they have to retrieve their angel to take care of other people. So you are without angelic backup. Then one day your kidney will shut down. Then after that, it will be the liver. Then when the liver is picking up, it will be the pancreas. There's no grace. Before you know, your wife will leave you. Yeah. I'm telling you the truth. Satan will touch anything he feels like touching.
Yes.
Listen, the reason why it's looking like your life is together is because you are in the will.
Yes.
It's not that you have holistic wisdom. It's that you are just doing one thing right. And that one thing is protecting every other thing. If you take out that one thing, you will know you are not great. See, all of us in this life, we have one or two things that you must not drop.
Yes.
It is that one that is allowing your folly not to manifest. You see, for David, then the most important, the reason why David was protected was for his love for the ark. I'm telling you, that was David's secret. And that ark was important to God. And God was waving a lot of things David was doing because of that thing. The day David does not like the presence of God again, he's in crisis. So you must find out that one thing that is a pivotal thing that is making God hold every other thing together. If you find that one out, just stay there. You will now see that every other thing will work. Me, I know my own.
My own is the preaching of the gospel. My love for the gospel. If I stop loving the gospel, I've entered crisis. I know. So I just give myself to the gospel only. The day I stop doing, the day I get tired of gospel, I'm in trouble, Pastor Obi. I'm in trouble. All my, you see, the issue now is not that I'm brilliant. The issue is that my folly has not been allowed to come out. It's not brilliance. What you see is, what you are seeing as brilliance is unexposed folly. The day I step out, you'll see my folly. I'm telling you the truth. All my foolishness has not gone. It's there, full like that. God is just waiting. Do you show yourself? I'm telling you the truth. I'm not one of the smartest people you. I'm telling you the truth. You might not believe me. I'm not that. It has to be kingdom. That's why they took me to go and study political science, because it's still kingdoms we're talking about. Yeah. I'm telling you the truth. If I don't know that course, I don't know that course is not there. I went to do diploma in economics. Yeah. Very strange. That's diploma. I didn't even enter. I thought economics was the one I did in secondary school. Ah! The economy, secondary school, and university are two different. They are not related. They need to change the name of that subject. They are not related. By the time I got there, I began to see alphabets. As it was, as how can we be adding alphabets? I saw D and Y, and said we add alphabets. I said this is strange. I was just in alphabets. I couldn't know it. Not that I didn't know it. I couldn't. There was a particular day I was so embarrassed. Because I'm a very egoistic person. I have pride. I'm telling you the truth. One of my problems in life is pride. I have pride. There is a level of self-worth I carry. There is a level of there's this arrogance I have. It's just with me. I'm just arrogant like that. So that day they were to submit one particular mathematics examination, assignment. So they were rushing to submit. So I had to collect my friend's own. It was an assignment. We were meant to do it at home, but I didn't know it. So I copied my friend's own. Ah! That my ego was... It was the way my Christianity works. It works. There's some kind of arrogance with my Christianity. For me, I prefer to fail, for example, than to cheat. All those kind of. I've gone to submit empty booklets before. It was also this mass. Yeah. I just got to the show all. I saw everybody with massets and four figure table. Everybody. I said, what? What? Ah. I can't forget that day. Everybody had masset and four-figure table. Everyone were entering. They said, don't forget, you can come with your masset and four-figure table. For what? I said, for what? That course was taught by Professor Ogule. I said, for what? I looked at the question. The only thing I knew in that booklet, everything, was my name I needed to write there. That was the only thing I had an idea. I've known how to spell my name since I was a small boy. I didn't forget that one. So I just wrote my name and went to submit. The man saw it. The man who collected it said, ah. He said, what's this? Working with Chitoni. I love with Chitoni. I remember after when I got saved, I wanted to go to university. And when I got saved, I know I can't do expo again. and I've already passed mass in SS2 because I did GC, and they took me to special center for that mass. So I climbed one particular fence. There's bottles on that fence. I climbed it. I left the school. They were doing the exam. I went to where they are collecting the expo. I collected the expo. I climbed the fence back. I went to sit on my table. I put my expo beside me. And the visitor came and said, "What is this?" I said, "It's expo." I said, I'm telling you the truth. I said, "My expo." He said, "Give me." I said, "It's not possible." I said, "It's not possible." She wanted to drag it. I said, "Ah, hey, leg by leg, you." And I used it in front of her. I said, "Leg by leg, you." A spoon. So I read the arbitrary. So after I got saved, I asked God, "Hey, all this restriction they are talking about, me, I can't resist to this bit. I can't restitute it. Let's just forget about going to school. I can't pass the maths." Because when I got to SS3 in my school, I failed everything. So I got saved after failing. But I've had maths in SS2. I went to do that maths in another school. So when I got born again, when I was to rewrite WAEC, I read for the other papers. I did not read for maths. Because I know I have maths. I will join it. So I didn't read. So on the day of the mass, I took my booklet, empty also. I did not write anything. I took my booklet, I gave the man. He said, "What's there?" I said, "I'm done. I'm done." When I now got to university, that was when the VC now said that no more combining of results. I said, "They have to combine this one." I went to pray and fast. The VC came out. He said, "No combining. All of you go home." And God said, "Don't worry, you'll combine." Yeah, everybody went home. I continued. I just continued. I was not a student. But God said, I have admission. So I continued. I was just going to the lecture. I went to meet the HOD, Professor Agagu. I was just talking to the man. Blah, blah, blah. "Are you a student?" I said, "Yeah, I'm a student." They have finished, closed all the admission. People have collected their matric number, everything. I was still carrying my file. There's one file I meant to submit, one big file that is like 4. Holding my file. If I kept my file somewhere, rain beat it, rat ate the almost everything. Yeah. But God told me I have admission. So I was just there. I was going for the distinct. When the exam starts, I said, "God, you said I have a vision. I don't have my number at the science." He said, go and write. He said, "There's a door in the wall." I said, "Okay." I gave everybody exam permit. They will enter. They will line up like this. You show your permit, you enter. I went to the back because I don't have permit. God said, "I said there is a door in the wall." I said, "Hey, that's why I'm at the back." He said, "Those are permits. Where are they?" I said, "They're in the front." He said, "So go to the front." So I went to the front, first to three. So when people are raising their permit, I raised my hand. And that was how I wrote all my papers. Wow. After that semester, by the second semester, the VC himself announced that those who did not register that time should come back. My friend Anna had already become first in computer lesson in JOS. All of them had automatic spill because they didn't do first semester. I mean, I did everything. So I now it remains to go and carry that fire and submit. Rat has eaten it. So I took my this thing there. The woman was there. He said, "What's this?" I said, "I'm surprised. Accident." I can't forget. I said, "Accident." I said, "Accident." It's not that I didn't tell them the kind of accident. He said, "Pele, she will she." I said, and that's how we did it, because the Lord said,
The Lord said. The Lord said, why? He needed me there at that time.
Yes, sir.
For me, that was my own Bible school. God needed me to go to Bible school. And I needed to be there. It wasn't about me needing admission. It was Bible school. I just need to understand that you can't be faithless and think it's okay. You are spoiling what he has been planning for thousands of years. God said you should marry a boy. Don't think he doesn't have money. What's God's business with that? God needs that marriage for a divine assignment. I'm telling you the truth, though. One of the reasons why God brought my wife and I together is because of the kingdom. It's not only because of love. It's that these are the two people that will do the work. Yeah. So it just brought us together. We nearly kill ourselves from dating. What do you why not be for God? I don't know. He was together. I was going down to me. I'm telling you. One day I took her, I said, God, it's your we, boy. It's not my we. I'm not doing. I went to her, I said, okay, I'm not going to marry you. It's God that said I should marry you, but I'm not more interested. I've told God I'm not more interested. All right? I said, it's okay, I'll take it on. And one day I was alone praying, just pacing, praying. Real life, real, praying. Boom, I saw the Lord playing with his hand. There was a ring in his hand. He said, now you're not a big boy. I can't forget that day. He said, you're not a big boy. I said, you should marry somebody. He said, you cannot marry somebody. Because there was another lady I was planning. I was not preparing that one in one corner. I said, this is the one. Yeah. I will pray and pray and pray. I'll say, Lord, Maragadina, pare! I prayed my life out. Because then I used to be stubborn, but I will not go forward. I will be stubborn, but then I will go forward. I'm not like that before, but then I will be stubborn, but I won't move. That's my own stubbornness. I won't be stubborn and walk away because, let me tell you why. It's not because I love God, though. It's because I only have one advantage in life. It's the presence of God. And I've known that for a long time. So that thing is my, the presence of God is my business idea. Is everything, the only relevance I have is the presence of God. I grew up with bullet circle like this. Until I started knowing God, before people started looking at my face as if I'm something. Before I knew God, I didn't have money, I didn't have anything, I was not fine, you understand? But when I started knowing God, I was like, wait, brother, couldn't you? I said, yeah, so I'm something. So I was nothing before I met him. So that presence, I don't joke with it. Let me tell you something. If God tells me to live here today, this church today, and go to another church with three people, I will just ask him, will your presence be there? Me, I have to have presence. Me, I can't. I don't know how people do it. I don't know how to do without the presence. When I get that presence, and that's why I'm not really too concerned about what you think about me. I'm telling you, I'm not lying. And it's not arrogance. I'm telling you the truth. When I send you, I'm trying to make you think I send you so you won't feel bad. But really, practically, I really do not send people like that inside me. Like, I'm okay. So far, that thing, I can feel it. If I wake up in the morning, are we good? You say, we're good. All right, Washiri. So that's always been my decision. So I don't know how to move forward. Because I will now marry somebody. Now that thing will not be there. I will not flow. So I stayed. He was playing with his ring. I don't know why I'm here. Usually when pastors go off message, they will say, maybe the Lord said, I don't know whether it's the Lord. And he said, so you are not a big boy now. And that was when I broke down. I wept before him because I knew that, hey, if God is already leaving me, I knew that it can't be well with me. I have to go and do. Me, if I leave God, I will go and do I will go and do drugs or something. I won't leave God and do as if I'm with God. I know it won't work. If God is no more there, I'll go and do maybe, I'll go and look for money laundry or something. Because I don't, because I also hate poverty. Faithlessness is dangerous. Never be the one to say it's not possible. It's possible, Abby?
Yes,
sir. Is it possible?
Yes.
As a local assembly, are we going to take this city?
Yes, sir.
We have to. Because that's what we're ordained to do.
Yes.
So never say never. Are we going to have thousands of powerful Christian homes?
Yes!
Absolutely, right?
Yes.
Are we going to have a kind of world that will be impossible to count?
Yes.
Yeah. Are there going to be days where we are going to baptize hundreds of people in one service?
Yes.
Beautiful. Myself and the pastors, we are really, God has given us direction for a new direction we are going to at the church. I'm studying, I'm praying. I'm eager to spill it out, but very soon I'll spill it out. We are going another direction that will, all you have read in the Bible and what you have read in history books, Christian history books, you are about to be a participant in it. Ask Pastor Obi or Pastor Idara, ask them. There are things I tell them that when I tell them, they know that it's 100%. It has not failed once. There's a way, not all the time, but there's a particular way I call them. I say, when I just say, the Lord has given us the next phase, they don't question. And also called Pastor Digi. He will tell you, he's been with me for many years. In fact, sometimes it will just secure a spot. He will say, me, I did not hear God, but give me a spot. He does that very well. So just give me a spot in that thing. I'm part of it. Yeah. So again, I have heard the Lord.
The Lord.
Yeah. Yeah. So we need to hurry up and learn some of these things.
Yes,
when I'm done with the 40 days, we will organize the 2 or 3 days, 1 or 2 days. Time to talk. We'll talk about the title will be militarization. After we talk that one, I might do a teaching on codes of prosperity. Then I will now do a workers meeting for everybody. We'll now analyze the next phase and the action plan. And then after then, what you will be seeing every day is revival. Are we here? Let's go to 2 Kings chapter 7. I think today we're able to touch only one. Your pastor was giving you too much gist today. All the G's, people have heard the G's over and over again because I've said these G's several. Sorry. It's always new. I say, ah, man, to the better story, you. Second Kings chapter 7. Amen. Then Elisha said, hear ye the word of the Lord. Don't say the Lord tomorrow about this time. Shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel? And 2 measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria. Then a lord on whose hand the king leaned answered the man of God and said, behold, if the Lord
we make windows in heaven. Might this thing be? And he said, behold, thou shalt see it with thy eyes, but thou shalt not eat thereof. You see, faithlessness is not a neutral ground. When you are faithless, you are not neutral. God does not count it as neutral. When you are faithless, you are an opposer. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Can we read? The next verse. And there were four leprous men at the entering in of the gate, and they said one to another. Now, the man of God spoke. This one is a lord that relates closely with the king. He refused to have faith. Now, we now have four leprous men at the entering in of the gate. And they said one to another, why sit we here until we die? If we say we will enter into the city, then the famine is in the city and we shall die there. If we sit still here, we die also. Now, therefore, come, let us fall unto the host of the Syrians. If they save us alive, we shall live. And if they kill us, we shall but die. And they rose up in the twilight and go unto the camp of the Syrians. And when they were come to the uttermost part of the camp of Syria, behold, there was no man there. For the Lord had made the host of the Syrians to hear a noise of chariots and a noise of horses, even the noise of a great host. And they said one to another, lo, the king of Israel has hired against us the kings of the Hittites and the king of the Egyptians to come upon us. Wherefore they arose and fled in the twilight and left their tents and their horses and their asses, even the camp as it was, and fled for their life. And when these lepers came to the uttermost part of the camp, they went into one tent. They did eat and drink. First. Allah elong babiesi. First. And carried silver. You need strength to carry silver. Carried silver and gold and raiment and went and hid it. And came again and entered into another tent and carried this also and went and hid it. Then they said one to another, we do not well. This day is a day of good. A day even as all the multitudes of the Israelites that are consumed, and let us send and see. They took therefore two chariot horses, and the king sent after the host of Syrians, saying, go and see. And they went after them into Jordan, and lo, all the way was full of garments and vessels, which the Syrians had cast away in their haste. And the messengers returned and told the king. And the people went out and spoiled the tents of the Syrians. So a measure of fine flour was sold for a shekel, and two measures of barley for a shekel, according to the word of the Lord. See, who would have thought that God would bring his word to pass through lepers? Listen, God has unlimited ways to fulfill his promise. Stop receiving a prophecy and putting it in your context and in your own mind. And how can it? No. You see our God. He wants to fulfill. This is an economic prophecy. And then we use lepers to fulfill it. Are we here, friends? Can we read here? And the king appointed the Lord of whose hand he leaned to have the charge of the gate. And the people trod upon him in the gate. And he died. As the man of God had said, who spake when the king came down to him. Are you together with me? So you see, when you are faithless, you lose your place. Can you imagine that this man was meant to be the one to usher in the people into the harvest? That was his destiny. Now, when he was hearing that prophecy, he was hearing that prophecy because he had a part to play in it. God had work for him to do. But because he was not going to believe it, the man lost his life. Are we together, friends? But you know, concerning you, you are not of them that draw back unto perdition. You are of them that believe, even unto the saving of the soul. Are you together with me? The Bible says, if anyone draw back, my soul will not be pleased in him. But you don't draw back. I say, you don't draw back.
Yes, sir.
You are a man of faith.
Yes, sir.
You are a woman of faith.
Yes, sir.
When the Lord speaks, what do we say?
Yes, yes, Lord.
Over your life, what do you say?
Yes, Lord.
Over Nigeria, what do you say?
Yes, Lord.
Over your family, what do you say?
Yes, Lord.
Over your calling, what do you say? Yes.